All right, get ready because we're jumping headfirst into some pretty crazy stuff today. We're tackling this question that's been generating a lot of buzz. Could Donald Trump actually shut down the IRS without Congress passing a single law? I mean, is that even possible?
It's definitely a bold claim. We've got two sources that really dive deep into this. A detailed briefing document laying out the legal arguments, and this YouTube video from a channel called IRS Medic, which has a pretty strong opinion on this topic.
Okay, so you're saying there are actual legal theories out there about how to just make the IRS disappear. Tell me more.
Well, both sources focus on what they claim is a major oversight in the tax code. And it's a big one. Get this. The tax code never actually defines what an individual is.
Wait, hold on a second. The entire U.S. tax system is built on knowing who is an individual, and they just never wrote it down. That sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Exactly. And that's the loophole these sources are focusing on. They argue that this vagueness could give a ton of power to the Secretary of the Treasury. You know, the person appointed by the president. They're saying the secretary could actually redefine who has to pay income tax.
So let me get this straight. Could the secretary just wake up one day and decide, say, anyone who likes pineapple on pizza isn't an individual? Boom. No more taxes for the pineapple pizza lovers. I like where this is going.
Well, not quite. As interesting as this loophole might be, it's on shaky ground, legally speaking. Courts tend to look at laws in their full context. You can't just isolate a single word. Trying to turn the entire tax system upside down based on a single vaguely worded definition would likely be seen as way overstepping. Plus, don't forget about the APA, the Administrative Procedure Act. Any new regulations from the Treasury Department have to actually be in line with existing laws. So no easy solutions here, unfortunately.
All right, so maybe no free pass for us pineapple pizza fans just yet. But what about this Fourth Amendment challenge I keep hearing about? Something about unreasonable searches. Isn't that usually about police searches and stuff?
You're right. That's usually the context. But the YouTube video we're looking at actually argues that when the IRS goes digging into your financial records looking for unreported income, that could be seen as a violation of your Fourth Amendment rights.
Hold on. So they're saying that handing over my tax documents is basically the same as the police searching my house without a warrant. That's a pretty bold comparison.
Yeah, it is. The video suggests that this could be a way to force a big legal battle that could potentially lead to some limits on the IRS's power, or maybe even force some kind of political compromise. It's like they're saying, pick a fight and see what happens.
All right, this is getting interesting. So far, we've got the redefined individual strategy, the Fourth Amendment challenge, and then there's the whole thing with tariffs, right?
Yeah.
Trump loves tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
How does that fit into all of this?
That's a key piece of the puzzle as well. Both sources point to the fact that the president has a surprisingly large amount of authority when it comes to setting tariffs, especially in the context of international trade. And this all comes from laws that are already on the books, like the Tariff Act of 1930 and the Trade Expansion Act of 1962.
So basically, Congress has already given the president a pretty powerful weapon in the form of tariffs.
That's exactly right. And according to the video, Trump's vision is to basically replace income tax revenue with the money generated from high tariffs. It would be a huge shift in how the U.S. funds itself.
Definitely a big shakeup. And speaking of shaking things up, we can't ignore that armed insurrection comment Trump made on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Yeah.
It's like we're stepping into a whole other dimension.
It definitely adds a whole new layer to this. Essentially, what Trump was implying was that there are these shadowy outside forces controlling the income tax system, making the IRS seem like some kind of illegitimate entity, like it's working against the American people.
Okay, so let me see if I've got this right. We've got vague definitions, constitutional clashes, a tariff power play, and now this whole armed insurrection theory. It's like a legal thriller in real life.
Yeah.
But what does it all mean for the average person? Could this stuff actually happen?
That's the million-dollar question. I think it's important to keep in mind that as interesting as these strategies might sound from a legal and political point of view, they're going to face some big hurdles in the real world.
Yeah, I can't imagine Congress would just sit back and watch all of this unfold without putting up a fight. This could get pretty messy.
Absolutely. And there would be pushback from a lot of different sides. And one more thing to keep in mind, especially when it comes to that YouTube video, there is a strong pro-Trump bias there. They're definitely presenting a very specific perspective on this issue.
So it sounds like we might have a healthy dose of wishful thinking mixed in with these legal arguments. But even if these particular strategies are a long shot, what does this whole discussion tell us about how much power a president actually has to reshape institutions like the IRS?
That's a really great question, and it's something worth pondering. This goes beyond just tax policy. It's really about the balance of power in the government. A president who's determined to push a certain interpretation of the law might be able to push those boundaries further than we think. It's kind of fascinating how all of this ties into this bigger trend, right? This growing distrust of government, people questioning authority more and more.
Now that you mention it, it does feel like that IRS Medic channel is speaking directly to people who already view the IRS, maybe the whole government, with a ton of suspicion.
Exactly. And the way they present the IRS, calling it an armed insurrection against everyday people, is pretty wild. It's clearly meant to get a reaction to push that distrust even further.
It's like they're creating this image, you know, David versus Goliath, the taxpayers, David standing up to this massive, oppressive IRS.
Such a good analogy. And it's a story that can really grab people, especially if they're already feeling the weight of taxes or like the IRS is targeting them unfairly.
So this goes way deeper than just the technical details of tax law, right? It feels like there's this underlying current of frustration, even anger, directed at the government.
Absolutely. And understanding that feeling, that sentiment, is crucial if you want to know why these arguments, even the ones that seem legally shaky, resonate with certain people. They're tapping into a real feeling out there.
It's almost like we're seeing this clash of legal theory, political strategy, and social commentary all rolled into one. It's a lot to unpack.
It really is. And this brings up an important question. Even if these specific tactics to, you know, dismantle the IRS are unlikely to work, could they still have a real impact just by being out there, by people talking about them? Could they shape public opinion?
That's an interesting thought. Just the fact that these ideas are being discussed, debated, even if it's just on YouTube, could shift how the public sees things, maybe even influence policy down the line.
Precisely. And I think that's why it's more important than ever for people to be informed, you know, to think critically about all the information coming at us. We can't just passively absorb it all. We have to engage with it, think for ourselves.
Knowledge is power, right? So as we start wrapping up, what are the key things you want our listeners to take away from this? What's the so what of all this?
First and foremost, don't forget how complicated the U.S. tax code is. Trying to overhaul it would be a massive, massive undertaking.
So you can't just snap your fingers and poof, no more IRS, even from the Oval Office.
You got it. And sure, there might be some loopholes and ambiguities like we've been talking about, but trying to use those to make such a radical change is almost definitely going to face a mountain of legal challenges.
To our listeners out there, keep those tax forms handy.
For now, yeah. And another crucial thing is to be extra aware of misinformation, especially online. Always think about where the information is coming from and be skeptical of anything that sounds too good to be true.
Speaking of eyebrow-raising claims, let's go back to that armed insurrection theory for a second. That's some pretty strong language, right?
Yeah.
Feels like we're wading into some dangerous territory there.
It is. Using that kind of loaded language to describe a government agency is a bit worrying. Words have power, you know, they can be used to create distrust and in extreme cases even incite violence. We can't forget about those potential consequences.
So even if these specific strategies to, like, take down the IRS are likely to fail, the bigger point seems to be that a significant chunk of the population is deeply unhappy with the current system. They're looking for big changes, even if those changes seem a bit extreme.
Absolutely. And that level of discontent, mixed with the potential for misinformation to spread and loopholes to be exploited, could create a pretty unstable political environment. It's something to keep a close eye on.
It definitely feels like we're living in a time of constant change, a lot of uncertainty. Understanding these complex legal and political issues feels more important now than ever.
I couldn't agree more. And I think it's so important to approach these conversations with nuance, you know, with accurate information, and to steer clear of that inflammatory language, the conspiracy theories. They rarely lead to anything good.
So where do we go from here? What can the average person do to navigate this complex world?
It comes down to staying informed, staying engaged, understanding how things work, the legal and political landscape. It's absolutely crucial. Information, whether it's accurate or not, spreads so quickly nowadays. We have to be active participants, not just sitting on the sidelines.
So we need to be our own fact checkers, our own critical thinkers, now more than ever.
Exactly. And just as important, engage with different points of view, even the ones you might disagree with at first. Having those respectful, informed discussions, even when they're challenging, is how we build a healthy democracy.
So one key message for our listeners: stay informed, stay engaged, and don't be afraid of those tough conversations.
Couldn't have put it better myself. Knowledge is power, and those thoughtful discussions are how we move forward.
This has been a really insightful deep dive. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your expertise.
My pleasure. These are important conversations to be having.
Man, this deep dive has really been a wild ride. It feels like we've opened up this whole can of worms about taxes, presidential power, and the future of American politics, all starting with this question of whether Trump can really dismantle the IRS.
It's certainly been an eye-opener. And I think you're spot on. This goes way beyond any single president or policy. It's about understanding these bigger forces shaping the world around us, you know, how law, politics, and public perception all feed into each other.
So as we wrap things up, what's that one key message you really hope our listeners take away from this whole conversation? What's the big takeaway?
For me, it all comes back to this. Knowledge is power. Especially nowadays, with information, whether it's true or not, spreading like wildfire. It's more important than ever to be informed, to think critically, and to really engage with the information that comes our way. We can't just passively consume it. We need to be active participants.
You know, I was thinking about something you said earlier about how this whole situation we're discussing taps into this growing distrust of government institutions. It makes me wonder, even if these specific strategies for dismantling the IRS are unlikely to work, could this kind of rhetoric, this whole idea of the IRS being an enemy of the people, have a lasting effect on how people view the government?
Mm.
Could it actually erode that trust even further?
That's a really important question, and I think it's one we need to seriously consider as a society. Words have power, and when you start labeling government agencies as inherently hostile, as illegitimate, it creates this atmosphere of fear and suspicion that can be really difficult to overcome. It can make it so much harder to have those productive conversations about the issues that matter, to find that common ground.
It's almost like we're at a crossroads, isn't it? Where we have to decide what kind of relationship we want to have with our government. Do we approach it with suspicion and distrust? Or do we try to engage constructively, even when we don't see eye to eye?
I think that's a great way to put it. And I think the answer lies somewhere in the middle, you know? It's about being informed, thinking critically, but also being open to dialogue, to understanding different perspectives. It's about remembering that our government is made up of people who are trying to do their jobs. And even when we disagree with certain policies or decisions, we can still engage in a respectful and productive way.
So if we had to distill it all down to one key message for our listeners, it would be this. Stay informed, stay engaged, and don't shy away from those tough conversations. At the end of the day, that's how we build a stronger, more informed society.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Knowledge is power, and engaging in thoughtful dialogue is how we move forward.
Well, this has been an incredibly insightful deep dive. Thank you so much for being here with us and sharing your expertise. It's been a pleasure.
The pleasure was all mine. These are crucial conversations to be having.
And to our listeners out there, we hope this deep dive has given you plenty to think about. We'd love to hear your thoughts. What are your big takeaways? What questions are still swirling around in your head? Keep those brains buzzing. And until next time, stay curious.